kids laughing and joking. After the long, uncomfortable stakeout, he appreciated their lively camaraderie and the new light of dawn. Remembering his first years in the Air Force, he wondered what the men did while off duty. The choices had to be limited, being dead center of nowhere, 78,000 square miles of the undulating plateaus, salt flats, and low vegetation comprising the Woomera prohibited area of South Australia. The concrete buildings on the edge of the island lagoon flats were part of the Woomera instrumented range, the most private location in the world for space, air, and ground weapons testing. For the past year, designers from a joint U.S.-Australian hypersonics team had been leasing the range. Experimental aircraft components, low-orbit thrusters, cold-burning stealth engines, and combo air-breathing solid propellant boosters went from blueprint to prototype in the buildings, then were moved to the testing area on large, specially modified semis.
"Back out at sunset, looks like," Lyndon said, walking over to Wilder. He didn't look forward to another night in the desert.
"Next time you should tighten the perimeter," Wilder said. "Put some additional surveillance on the back of the buildings.
Look, Wilder, we went over this last night. They're concrete, solid. Anyone wants in, they'd have to go in here or up there."
He pointed at the front entrance and at the roof.